WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Critic Milo Miles has come across a small landmark in world music, an English acoustic band that's as comfortable with reggae as it is with country and folk music.
Well, she buys a ticket every night. She tosses and turns.
If you listen to enough bands, ever so often you run across a group with no clear counterparts who nevertheless run like a digital clock and who make minimal fuss about their originality. Such are the Fellow Travelers. They have released two albums, No Easy Way and the new Just a Visitor. They play some fiddle-based country tunes and some British balladry, big deal. The new twist is that they play reggae and reggae dub every bit as casually and comfortably as their other styles. And they see no need to write pseudo-Jamaican songs when they do it.
Yeah, she's the only right around. This train ain't here.
Because the Fellow Travelers' American label is based in Ohio, I was initially hoping they were Midwesterners. However, the closest they come is that songwriter, singer, and guitarist Jeb Nichols is from Texas. And for the last 15 years, he's lived in England, where assimilating exotic pop modes is a way of life. Even so, it's hard to believe a non-Britisher could write a winsome, class-bound lament like A Few Good Times.
When he comes home from work, it's Friday night. He's had a bad day. Had a bad week. He's feeling a little bit low. He's sitting on the sofa with his girlfriend and they're watching TV. She says, "What's the matter?" He says, "Well, I just had a bad day." And she says, "No, really, what's the matter?" And he says, "Well, I would not mind a few good times. Said I would not mind a few good times in my life, yeah, in my life." And she says, "And what about last night when we walked out together? We both looked at the sky and the night went on forever. And you held my hand and I'm stepping out.
Aside from Nichols, the principal travelers are simply bassist and keyboardist Martin Harrison and singer Lorraine Morley. It must be said, though, that the bumptious trombone of Boney MC and the spacey, mournful harmonica of Miguel Orgel give Just a Visitor a more well-fed ensemble sound.
Now I find it hard to say what I want to say. What about Texas? I think you know what I mean. It's just you give me such a lonely feeling. everything you got in life already seen. So it's goodbye to you, Southern Democrats, and it's goodbye to the Amsterdam for that talk.
As befits an outfit that likes spare instrumentation, the everyday rules in the fellow travelers' songs, and they never misplace a detail. Young love is fading, but slowly. Alienation is rising, but gradually. With an outlook that's never too folky wholesome and never too punky cynical, the fellow travelers win through oblique moderation. Nichols should never do another Bob Wills imitation, and he should rein in the heavy nasality of his voice and maybe give more room to Lorraine Morley. Other than that, the fellow travelers can skank on until the cows come home.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge. The fellow travelers' albums are on Okra Records. This is Fresh Air.